Festival de Cine de San Sebastián y yo tenemos la gran suerte de contar con el equipo técnico y artístico de la película High Life, que compite en sección oficial. Tenemos con nosotros...
Hi.
Si es que...
Sorry, excuse me. No, pardon, Juliette, pardon. Pardon, il faut mettre ça dans l'oreille.
Tenemos con nosotros a las actrices Agatha Busek, Mia Goth, Juliette Binoche, al actor Robert Pattinson y a la directora Claire Denis. Supongo que habrá muchísimas preguntas, entonces vamos a empezar con la rueda. Si os podéis sentar lo más rápido posible, por favor.
Buenos días. Quería preguntar a Robert Pattinson, por favor, si esta película... Hola, buenos días. Preguntar a Robert Pattinson si esta película despertó sus ansias paternales o maternales y cómo fue el trabajo con la niña, que parece muy fácil, pero imagino que no lo es. Y a la directora Claire Denis, ¿cómo alumbró esta idea y por qué pensó en él como protagonista? Gracias.
Ok, vas-y.
Did I open my father instincts? Not really, I think. No, she's quite Scarlett, who plays the young Willow, is quite a unique child, and I don't think it's quite a lucky baby to work with. I don't think she's the average baby, and I was kind of aware of that working with her. But yeah, it's very nice working with a baby. Ooh, sorry. It's like having a wild animal on set. I mean, it's like a sort of constant source of surprise and inspiration.
Et alors pour moi, travailler avec Robert, c'était comme avoir un petit animal sauvage aussi. C'était une source constante d'inspiration. Non, bien sûr, je... On s'est rencontrés souvent avec Robert avant le début du tournage. C'était pas évident pour lui. Je crois qu'il comprenait pas vraiment le scénario. Et moi, je le trouvais tellement jeune. Mais finalement, quand on a commencé le film, il a un peu compris. Et moi, je l'ai vraiment aimé beaucoup.
Ya, ¿cómo la película se concibió? ¿Cómo se pensó?
¿Sí, a moi?
Oui.
Sí.
C'était une vieille histoire que j'avais en tête depuis longtemps avec mon co-scénariste Jean-Paul. On imaginait un homme seul dans l'espace, mais très loin de la Terre, en dehors de l'atmosphère terrestre, en dehors du système solaire, qui n'avait pas d'espoir du tout de revenir sur Terre. Et tout l'équipage était mort. Et il était seul avec un bébé, une petite fille. Et tout d'un coup, il savait. À la fois, il n'avait pas le droit de mourir parce qu'il ne pouvait pas laisser cet enfant seul. Donc il avait une responsabilité, alors que jusque-là, il n'en avait aucune. Et tout d'un coup, sa vie était transformée jusqu'au moment où cette petite fille allait devenir une femme et il serait seul au monde. Voilà.
Hola, buenos días. Yo quería preguntar, bueno, en la peli vemos violencia, sexo, egoísmo, y y apenas, bueno, apenas nada de amor, nada de buenos sentimientos por ningún lado. Yo al menos es la percepción que tengo, no lo he visto por ningún lado, o es la sensación que se me ha quedado. No sé, ¿cree que estamos, la especie humana, destinados a acabar así, de esa forma, con esas, esas formas tan, tan absolutamente básicas? Y a Robert Pattinson quería preguntarle cómo afrontó ese personaje tan, tan desesperanzado. Gracias.
Je réponds d'abord, hein?
Oui.
Allez. Je suis responsable. Robert n'est pas responsable. Le pauvre. Il a obéi. Non, je dois dire que je ne suis pas du tout d'accord avec vous. Pourquoi? Est-ce que vous pouvez imaginer vous-même dans une situation où vous êtes pris comme un espèce de cobaye scientifique envoyé tellement loin? L'espèce humaine, c'est pas ça. L'espèce humaine, c'est une forme de solidarité. Je trouve que cet équipage, quand on regarde leur vie, le fait qu'ils aient quand même des rapports encore humains est très important. Ils sont pas si égoïstes que ça. Ils sont seuls, c'est vrai. Et quand vous dites le sexe, je trouve ça un mot très moche. C'est le désir, plutôt, plutôt. Et je trouve qu'ici, sur la Terre, même dans la foule, il y a le désir. Et quand on dit le sexe, c'est un mot déjà un peu sale. Et c'est pas comme ça.
I think... I don't think I ever approached him as being a man in despair. I think it's just, he's just a bit, you're just sort of, he has no plan. And I there was something I really loved about Claire's work. I loved the physicality in her, in a lot of her previous movies, and I hadn't really done that in anything else I'd done. And so I was really just kind of curious how to approach a part in quite a physical way and not really be too cerebral about it. I don't know. It didn't feel like a particularly
no.
It didn't feel like a movie about despair or a character in despair at all. I mean, it was just you're just living on a minute-to-minute basis, and so. You know, it's just kind of odd to feel that in a movie. Normally, there's a very definitive mission, and you know, to kind of be directionless, it's kind of interesting to perform.
Hello, hi. I want to ask two things: one to Claire and one to Robert. First of all, Claire, I would like to know if was necessary so much visual painful for the people that's watching the film, what do you want to earn with it? What do you pretend with the visual painful of the film? And to Robert, has it been the most difficult performance in your cinema life? Thank you.
You should answer.
This not at all. This is one of the easiest ones. I mean, working with Claire is one of my favorite directors, and I've loved pretty much every single movie she's done a lot. And so it's very, very easy to kind of give yourself over to someone when you really trust them, and the performance is just, it just ends up being really fun. And I don't know, I guess that's the whole thing. I just very, very much trusted her. And then you just feel very free in the performance. So she's a very easy person to work with.
For me, I'm not sure I understand exactly the first part of your question. You said something about violence?
Yes, because we watch so much visual painful, so much pain in the film.
Yes.
So I want to know why and what do you pretend to get with this?
For me, I see the pain is their condition. They are in custody. They are convict. It's like a jail, you know? It's a jail in space. And they are condemned to death. So I don't think if you go to the death corridor, you will see people suffering in a way because their time, their lifetime is conducted minute by minute, day by day. They don't have a future in a way, you know, in a death corridor. But in this crew is brave, and they try to make the best. And I don't think you watch only pain in a film like that. I'm not sure, or maybe you have been sleeping sometimes, because there is a lot of tenderness too. And what I want to achieve or to get, I don't know. I already get it by making the film. That's the most I could get, to be with those actors and actress. And this is it.
Tal vez el resto del cast podría ampliar un poco, hablar un poco de su experiencia trabajando en la película, ya que, bueno, tanto los papeles de Mia, Agatha como Juliet son muy intensos, pero también la película tiene una mirada muy femenina, ¿no? Entonces, tal vez podríais hablar de ello.
Vas-y, Mia.
Sorry, I missed half the question.
It was just about talking about your experience in the film, because I think that the film has a really feminine point of view as well, and...
Yes, it does. Well, firstly, being written by a female director, this is my first experience ever working with a female director, and for it to be Claire, who is so brilliant at what she does, I felt very fortunate for it to be that. But I think because of who Claire is, all her characters and all her films are always going to be very multifaceted, three-dimensional characters, and that's partly what makes her films so great. And I felt very... It was just wonderful getting to play Boise. I don't really understand what the question is.
Well, it was just not the question. It was just an observation that maybe you wanted to talk about your experience on it with your character. Because I found out that all the supporting characters from the movie are really intense and interesting and suggestive. And I just wanted to know from you.
Do you want to speak, Agatha? No?
No?
Should I?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the press conference.
Okay, can I speak in Polish? Is it going to be translated as well?
I'm not sure about that.
No.
It's a we shot in Poland too. It's a Polish
yes.
co-production.
We did.
Thanks.
I mean, I didn't. I find myself in a very strange situation now because I haven't seen the movie.
You're going to be happy.
I think I'm going to be very happy, but I'm going to see it tonight. So after I will be able to talk more about the movie, and now I can talk about the experience I had with working on the movie, which was great. The thing I enjoy the most, I think, is the freedom that Claire has and gives. And of course, it's not like we have no script and we don't know what we're gonna shoot. Of course, we know everything, but then you get on set and the kind of freedom she allows herself and that... she cannot listen to it. And the kind of freedom that she gives to everybody around, this is something I miss quite often. This is something I love, and this is something I think we all need. and I'm really grateful for that.
Mm, that's nice. As for me, what I enjoy so much was, first of all, we met in August, and Claire wanted us to gather and spend time together, like 2.5 weeks, something like that. So we had the privilege to meet with astrophysicians and specialists of the interstellar world, and we train in swimming pools, and we train in you know, it was a back and forth conversation, and we bonded like that. So Claire was able to, and she really insisted with the production and all the actors to be there at that rendezvous, you know, and we created a nice feeling together. So when we came on the set in a studio in Köln, in Cologne, it was a family already. And so working together was not working, was just how do we make this world happen, and how do we relate to each other? And each scene was a challenge, I would say, because you never know where it's going. As Agatha was saying, you know, it was this is sort of a freedom, but I'd say Claire doesn't direct, she observes, and she embodies with you. She wants to be moved by something that is invisible somehow, and yet she's taking care of the visible. I'm always fascinated the way she works, because there's a tremendous love, and she doesn't take any bullshit. You know, if she doesn't like something, she would say it out loud. She doesn't lie. She just in the moment of where she's what she's doing. And that I love, because I feel that it brings me a truthfulness in my acting and in my being in general. And at the end of the day, we can laugh with a glass of wine at the hotel, and it's cool.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to add something about Agatha and the film. It's true, we shot in Poland. We had a Polish co-production, thanks God. But I have to say, I met Agatha before the Polish co-production system. She was not the co-production actress. I met her on stage, working with a great director, and in Paris and in London. And I asked Robert to come with me to see Christoph Warilowski play. And I remember Agatha as already a sort of, like the pilot, you know? She was already on stage, someone from the space, you know? And I wanted to add that, mm-hmm. of course, so, you know.
I know, thank you. It's really great you came to that play.
I came like spaceship 10 times to see the play, or, yeah? Yeah?
Hi there.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Yeah. My question is for the actors. This movie has some really disturbing scenes, like really disturbing, and some things are not completely clear. Like at the end, for example, I think it's pretty open. Like I'm not entirely sure what's going on there. So what do you guys think when you saw the script? Do you understand everything that was in there?
I'm not sure. I have to answer something. I am not sure it's very important to understand. They are going to, let's say, I learned astrophysics a little bit as I was writing the script. And I learned something that even I don't understand at all. It's if you get inside a black hole, let's say, you can get there if it's large enough, if you're not burnt before, you reach a place like called the singularity of the black hole, where time and space meet. And for me, I try to understand, but time and space meet, it's like not, I could not explain that. So maybe the script was a little bit obscure too.
And that was fine. You know, when you're going towards the black hole, you don't know what's going to happen. You just know you're stuck there with people you have to deal with. My purpose was very clear, actually, because yeah. I was the doctor.
Shaman of sperm.
Yeah. And so in need, you know, in need, and not knowing exactly what to do with that need, and yet loving these people and hating them at the same time, because not understanding why I'm here, and yet knowing why I'm here. So it's all the questions that a human being can ask oneself in one's life on Earth or outside of Earth.
I have the feeling also that maybe she understands somehow why the character played by Robert prefer chastity, but in a way it makes him like the most desirable passenger, you know, because he refused himself to her or to be part of it, you know. And I think truly she's not only attracted, she had a sort of real tenderness for him, and I think it shows when she joined him on the bed. Me, I feel that scene very strongly as a sort of blind love scene.
Claire, ¿qué tal?
¿Qué tal?
Soy Gonzalo Hurtado de Perú. Mi pregunta es la siguiente.
Sí.
Cuando yo veo tu película, comienzo a imaginarme muchas referencias, desde Solaris de Tarkovsky hasta películas de terror espacial clase B, hasta Alien, el octavo pasajero. Yo quisiera saber si estas películas tuvieron alguna influencia al momento de escribir el guión o tenías, algo, no sé, cualquier otra. Y para Robert, creo que a estas alturas ya te has sacado el estigma de Twilight. Creo que estás haciendo unas películas muy, muy interesantes. ¿En qué momento decidiste ya hacer un cine tan personal?
Do you want me to, answer first? Je réponds d'abord?
Oui.
Et après Robert?
Oui.
OK. Bien sûr, il y a beaucoup de références très importantes, pas seulement Solaris. Je pense que avec Tarkovsky, quelque chose de magnifique est arrivé, pas seulement avec Solaris. Tarkovsky montre que la science-fiction, c'est une chose terrestre, que seuls les humains peuvent imaginer. On n'a pas besoin d'aliens, on n'a pas besoin de monstres. La science-fiction, c'est bien avec des hommes et des femmes. C'est ça. Voilà, ça, c'est quelque chose auquel je crois beaucoup. En fait, je me fous un peu des monstres. Je ne m'intéresse pas du tout à ça. Et pour Robert, maintenant, il faut qu'il réponde s'il a envie de faire un film. Je ne sais pas. Maybe it's...
I don't know. I mean, I don't think... I don't know. I never really thought I had any kind of stigma attached to me. It's other people say. I don't know, and I think I've tried to make pretty much every single movie ever since I sort of accidentally became an actor. I find all of them to be quite personal to me. I mean, that's like kind of sort of the whole point in any performance is to figure out how to make it feel personal to you. And just the last few movies are just working with directors who I've wanted to work with for years and years and years. I mean, it just, I don't know. You can never really tell the world, tell your audience how to view something. I mean, they just, you know, it's like a tide. And suddenly, people think one thing one year and another thing another year. You don't really have too much control over it. But yeah, but I've really appreciated the different people who've kind of I've come into contact with over the last few years to work with.
Hello. Is it working? I was wondering, it's a question for the actors, what you took home with you as actors after this experience?
What did we take home? I took home my bracelet, for example. I know it's not what you mean. And I also have the t-shirt.
I walked away from that experience thinking, I don't know if I'd ever experience anything quite like that again. It was a very small group of people, and we were there for a moment in time, and that will never really be repeated ever again. And I walked away just feeling really grateful for that experience, because to do a film like this with a sci-fi genre with a director like Claire and this incredible cast, and to have such freedom and to feel so trusted and have so much faith in your director, it was really just an amalgamation of all these wonderful factors, and I just walked away feeling felt like I learned a lot about myself and exactly where I wanted to go in my future and the kinds of people that I want to continue to work with, and it really just confirmed that for me, really.
I go home with. I guess it's just so to do something where you feel there's not a very specific expectation laid out for you from the director or from the script or anything, and it does feel quite refreshing to kind of to work on something where you genuinely feel like you can't fail. You take away all the kind of anxiety of doing a movie normally, when you know, a lot of directors have a very particular idea in mind. I always think I'm saying the right guy, because I know I'm almost definitely thinking a different thing to Claire. It's like, I know exactly what I want, and you definitely can fail. But like, I don't know, but I guess just going, having an experience where it just feels like, it felt like a very organic process, and the film kind of, it did feel like it was, the world of the film was growing as we were making it, and it just felt very natural, and it's always a very refreshing thing to go on with, if that makes any sense.
I took home the joy of working with this beautiful cast and director, the joy of sharing different kind of emotions, being in front of Agatha, for example, for the scene we had together was thrilling. Because you feel dangerous, and I love it. No, truly.
Thank you. She is dangerous.
She feels dangerous, and Miav is this kind of glowing love of any moment, you know, and the danger being in front of you, Rob, you know, that you never know where it's going. And André Benjamin, who's a wonderful soul that is like, you know, sliding and enjoying and learning. And Lars, who's like in this kind of ambitious, journey that he wants to conquer in films, and loving the work and proposing millions of things half naked.
Especially half naked.
And I mean, each of us, there was a special moment, and Andy and the producers being there. I mean, there was so much trying to make the best film, and yet I was Sinclair struggling with time, with with the set, with trying to make it as good as possible. But I love the work of all the those countries mixed together to try and make a crazy film. And that's really enjoying to see that. And so when you're back home, you feel like, okay, it was not easy, but I had the best time in my life. And I really felt that.
I have to say to Juliette and to you that we had just finished before, opening a film before, and we were almost a little bit still in that mood of being together in the other film. And I knew I had to jump radically into space with her, leaving the other film behind, and to jump. It was a sort of bet to do, and rapidly, being the doctor, you became the sort of second director of the ship. You know, you were like organizing things, and I think you were like a sort of mistress, you know, with your long, beautiful hair. So it was very strong between me and Juliette to be able in the same year to change completely, you know? And also not to bring sadness, but while we were shooting in Cologne, my mother was dying in Paris, and I was traveling every weekend back to hospital. And it was like being in family, really, because the film and my mother, and it was a complete thing, you know? It was a whole thing. After all, of life and death, not sadness, no.
Also, what we learned with the astrophysicians and all the astronauts is that you can go on a spaceship very quickly, like in 8 minutes. And so just meeting with them and all, it felt so tangible, so possible, that if you really train, you can do it. And that was, for me, that was really eye-opening, because I always felt it was so difficult and so far, and it's probably very difficult, but there was something very truth in possible.
By chance, in Köln, there is also the European Astronautical Center, and we were allowed to spend time there to visit, to train some machine. And in that place, you have a huge screen, and you can see live the life of the real astronaut
working,
but in the solar system, near Earth, not outside the solar. And the commandant, for 2 hours, I saw him bent, doing something, and I said, "What is he doing for 2 hours? I can see only his back." And the woman with us, Laura, told me that the thing is, the problem is that their toilets are blocked, and he's repairing the toilet for the last 2 days. And suddenly it made them so close, you know?
Vale, pues tenemos que ir terminando en realidad, así que os pido un gran aplauso para el equipo de esta película tan fantástica. Thank you.